amithejerk1310@gmail.com is where you send this in. And I encounter this often myself. So I'm glad that Tom sent this in because we need to discuss this. This is real. Gentlemen, my wife was driving home yesterday and turned into the alley to come around to the back of the house where everyone's garages are. She turned in and drove about 20 feet into the alley, and another person came around the corner of the alley at a relatively fast pace and stopped face to face with her. Since this alley comes off of a fairly busy street with cars parked along the curb, it was somewhat scary for her to back up into potential traffic that she could not see for the parked cars. It would have been fairly easy for this guy to back up about 10 feet into one of the driveways in the alley, but he refused to budge. My wife refused to budge. She sat there for several minutes, and the guy was making one finger salutes to her and yelling profanities out of his window. This made my wife want to stand her ground even more. Another person came up behind her to turn into the alley, and after a minute got out of their car and walked up to my wife's window and asked, "What is going on here?" My wife said that the person in the other car would not move to let her in, so they said, "You both are crazy," and they backed up and left. This guy still wouldn't move. Finally, my wife, after 5 minutes, navigated in reverse out of the alley into the busy street between parked cars. The guy in the other car pulled up alongside her and called her a MF-er again and again, saluted her with one finger. So, who is the jerk here?
The guy.
I've just never seen a showdown like that. Usually you can kind of make eye contact with the alley because we do have the alleyways where you can go into the garage. Yeah. And every once in a while you get the, uh-oh, what are we doing? And again, ours will back up into a really busy thoroughfare. So usually the guy that's coming that has the alley, just go into one of the driveways and everything is okay. It's easy peasy, but they both stood their ground.
Good for her. I wish she had. I would have sat there and just got on my phone. I'd have turned my car off.
She backed out into the busy street in between the parked cars.
There's an element to jerkiness in both of people just like in a standoff. Like you have to be a little bit of a jerk to have a standoff in the first place. But I think the jerkiness begins with the guy that could just back up and into a driveway and let this person go.
That's safer. That's real way safer. Much safer.
Makes no sense that he wouldn't do that.
The MFing and
the holding
finger.
Up the middle finger.
Now, I'll tell you, I'm with Matt though, because this was a big deal back in college. Is you would be like walking to your car, and a car would literally follow you the entire parking lot to like get a parking space.
Right.
And I would 1,000%. I would say it before I got to my car, and I was not going to do it. But I'm like, hey man, I'm just going to take a nap. I will not be moving my car.
Okay, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing.
I don't either.
Jerky about that.
And now if they drive away, and then I immediately pull out of the parking spot.
This is were you just saying that for the hell of it?
Yeah, because it would be real annoying every single day somebody driving 2 feet behind your legs as you're walking to your parking spot.
Yeah, it gets a little extreme sometimes. I used to do that where I would act like even if my car was on that road,
prevalent at UTA.
I would act like, oh, I forgot where it was, and I'd like walk over three aisles.
Hang out, or look at my phone for like 5 minutes before.
Well, you know how precious those parking spots are. That's a jerk move.
No.
You are,
because I would be looking in deeper in the parking lot. There's tons of space,
but it's not as close as the one you're in right now.
I
agree. About just back up, let me get to my space. If I can feel the heat off of your car while
you're too close, man,
right? You're probably one of the people that will take their time if you know someone's trying to get your parking spot, and the one time you'll make sure that your seatbelt is fastened and make sure your air is correct.
Depends on how annoyed I got while they were following me to the spot.
I always freak out. I'm like, oh no, I gotta leave.
I really do. Like, I try
get
to
out
be,
as fast as I can.
I try to be cool if there's somebody like that needs to get in. But if you're gonna like follow me in your car while I'm walking to a spot, like, this is a big parking lot, my dude. We can park wherever in here. You don't have to have this specific spot.
But in this situation with the alley thing, it's if the guy can back up safely into a driveway.
That's the move.
That's the move you
why
have to
why would
make.
You not do that when you know the person has to back onto a road?
I know.
There's probably, and was it mentioned specifically that the person in the other car was a male?
Yes.
There's probably some of that going on too, where he's just like,
man,
he's just showing precedence over the female driver.
I would have put my car in park and revved the engine. Like,
I would have turned it off.
Yeah.
I would have sat there, turned it off, and just got up on my phone and seen how long. Like, I got nowhere to go, dude. Cool.
I'm almost home. I got the rest of the afternoon.
How long do you want to wait? Because I'll win. And if that dude was doing this to me, I would make sure, because he obviously lives in that area somewhere, and I'd figure out where, and then I'd go wrap his house one Saturday night.
This is where Matt and I diverge. Is that right there?
Right. But I'd give it some time. I wouldn't do it immediately. I'd wait like 3 months until he forgot about the incident in the alley or whatever. And then slowly I'd start poop in the bag on his doorstep, ring the doorbell.
Would it be your poop or?
No, because then DNA.
Dog's poop.
And if he has a Ring camera, you know, you wear a mask and you walk with a limp so he doesn't know who you are.
You're a psychopath.
Yeah, I am in total agreement that the dude is 100%. Definitely a jerk. 100%
jerk.
And then she just said, you know what, screw it. And then she backed out in the street. And then he, having won, still.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Cursing and shooting a finger. What a jerk. All right.
Man, there's.
I'm sorry. Hey, am I the jerk? Who is the jerk? Me, my passenger, the other driver. We were driving through this mess in Fort Worth. And there's a well-known merge that is always a mess. The left lane has two indicators to merge right. Arrows pointing that way and a sign saying, merge right. We were in the right lane, stopped. And as soon as my lane started moving, a person in the left lane started moving right, causing me to move to the right and over the curb. I rolled down my window to let them know I didn't appreciate it. And soon after that, a drink in a styrofoam cup came whizzing past my head, landing on their windshield. It wasn't just water. It was a slushy type drink.
What's wrong with
there that? Wasn't anything that could cause damage, but a trip to the car wash was in the future. Am I the jerk for rolling down my window to let them know how unhappy I was with them? Was my passenger the jerk for somehow whizzing a drink past my head and out my window landing on their car? Was the other driver the jerk for not following all the signage or not knowing what they meant?
My God, your passenger is hardcore the jerk.
Yeah, I've been wondering this for a while now.
You can't throw drinks at people. That's just the worst. There's almost nothing more disrespectful than throwing a drink on
someone.
That
is a traffic version of spitting on somebody's face.
Yes.
Or throwing a drink in someone's face.
Right.
Yes. Like, that's like it doesn't hurt, but it's just the principle of the matter that it is.
Why are we so angry in traffic? I mean, are people in that big of a hurry? Like, if you see somebody who's obviously being a jerk, then just let them get in front. Like, who cares? Whatever.
A slushy. A premium drink.
That whizzed by your head.
Right.
Like, okay. I wouldn't trust my usual passenger to get the slushy drink out of the window onto the other car because it would somehow hit inside and burst all over me.
You just clips you in the chin and ends up in your lap.
And now I have slushy face.
I mean, that's the type of thing. That's why people get shot in traffic. Like, if you throw a drink at somebody.
That's an escalator for sure.
I mean, that's where people have a gun. They just start shooting into your car like, oh, I didn't know what else you're going to throw at me.
There are levels of jerkiness in this email. If he asks three questions, you, sir, are not a jerk at all.
Pass.
Yeah.
The other car has some jerkiness in them for making you go to the curb and knowing that the sign, what it's all about, and merging a little too late. That is a little bit of a jerk move. But on the metal stand... is your passenger that just whizzed a slushy drink out of the window onto the other car.
Just imagine you're driving down the street, you're in an altercation with another car, and then you've got great drink all over your
just
windshield.
Blue raspberry slushy all over your windshield and your car.
And you hit those windshield wipers and it does nothing but...
That is so over the top.
Yeah.
To react to a merge... When, what, you got one car behind? Oh, not me! And you just chunk a slush at them? Come on.
But it was the passenger. What a great arm the passenger has, though.
And they're moving
very accurate. Yeah.
In stride.
That is very impressive. And how much was that slushy?
Dude.
That's a waste of money.
That's a premium beverage.
I know. And I know it wasn't a tiny glass.
No.
A tiny cup.
No. Because you don't just go get the little small slushy.
Who gets a small slushy?
Nah, you load it up.
Again, you just
might even go with
that's at least you at least need 48 ounces of that greatness. You
gotta have 48
at least
at minimum.
If you're slushy, getting something like that,
slushy, icy, both 48 ounces,
48
or nothing.
Ounces
or nothing.
The big cup, and then you waste it on a car that's trying to merge. Come on now,
Yeah, that's...
Everything's hard times around here. Let's not waste the cash.
How did the passenger get that upset anyway? That's like, they're not driving.
That is a great arm, though. To get that thing out of past it's the like driver, out pass, of the window.
Like, right? Dude, maybe this
sidearm
no
sling.
Looking like Matthew Stafford. Hey,
maybe this is the Cowboys' next project quarterback.
Oh, backup indeed. All right, am I the jerk? 1310 at gmail.com. That's where you send your scenarios. We had a couple of really big jerk moves here in this week's episode, and we'll do it again Thursday at 9:50 like we do every single week.